honourable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater, my name is Samitha Kaushik, I'm 13 years old.
The auditions are over. Now it's time to debate.
The whole concept of democracy is a comment here in the...
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament returns to your radio on Monday, March 7th.
I strongly concur that the barbaric and outdated Act 16 secondary school students made the cut.
For example, if you look at Cameroon, what's happening right now is illegal.
But now, to stay in the game, they'll have to go head to head.
The full meaning of a job means joining other businesses, but how...
No second chances. Win or go home.
What if AI is the end of the world? What if? What if it will cost the end of the world?
Until we have one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my great debaters, Mondays to Thursdays, live at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And catch the replay the next day from 4 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV, showing on DSTV Go TV, Star Times, and on UHF Channel 57.
This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Paystack, supported by Frentivo.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. It's time for the I Beg to Differ round of 16. It has entered its fourth and final day. Can you believe it? We are already in day four of the round of 16. Yesterday, Ruth Okorocha and Abayomi Ogunleye won their debates, and they joined Ihuoma Osunkwo, Andrela Nadi, Deborah Pamzat, and Clement Brimo in next week's quarterfinals. All these students are competing for a 1 million naira grand prize. And a big thank you to all our sponsors and our partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Paystack is our headline sponsor. Paystack lets your business receive payments from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency. And they're going to make sure that our winner gets there a lot. Also, a big thank you to Printivo. Printivo is an online design and print platform. They are an online design and print platform. Whether you are a business needing to print branded collaterals, or you are a person who needs souvenirs for a wedding or funeral, Printivo can help you with that. You can also create your design, select the items you want, like shirts or cups or notepads, etc., etc., and Printivo provides all of that. I have in the studio with me four gifted debaters, and these debaters all have goodie bags provided by Printivo. So thank you again to Printivo. We really appreciate your support. Now, these winners are about to go head to head. I call them winners because out of 243 auditions, they made it to the top 10%. So in my book, they're winners. But two of these winners will return next week. So now, let's debate. Let me introduce the contestants in our first debate. Our first debater is a grade 12 student at Princeton College. She is 15 years old. Olua Dimimu. I'm so sorry. Olua Dimimu. Okay. Olua Dimimu Abigail Antonio. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you on the show. Let me also mention that she's a senior prefect at Princeton College. She let me know that just before the show started. We have an ordinary member. He doesn't have a post. The rest of the students in the studio with me have posts, but this guy is just a good old fella from the Federal Government College, Ijani King. His name is Oladi Kukbo Ramadan Olalekong. He's 15 years old. He's in SS3. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good to have you on the show. Now, these contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, and then you will each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponents made. Now, remember that this is not the playoffs. Your time is your time. If you make an error, I won't give you time to start over. If you decide to start over, your time is still counting. Our three judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points for style. Number of opponents' points addressed, the strength of your rebuttal of each point. Now, if your scores are tied, there'll be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides and you'll debate each other's points. You'll debate each other's positions, previous positions. You're going to have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. Now, you'll be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Now, you already know your topic. Remote work has improved the business world. We're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll choose sides and then we'll debate. Lagos, we're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Again, streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. If you cannot watch live today or listen because you have somewhere to be, not to worry. Well, you can watch it on DSTV channel 259 on Wazobia Max TV. You can also watch it on channel 57 if you don't have cable. You can also watch it on Star Times or Go TV.
Business or an exciting idea for one? Take your business to the next level with Paystack. Paystack helps you accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency they choose to pay in. Naira, US dollars, pounds, any currency. We also give you all the tools you need to scale your business for free. So, no website? Cool, you can create one for free with Paystack. Are you always on the move? You can manage sales and orders from a mobile app. Do you want to get paid faster? You can send quick online invoices to your clients. And there's lots more for you to discover. To get started, create your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. Once again, go to paystack.com/beg to differ to sign up free for all the tools that you need to start and scale your business.
Thank you again to Paystack, our headline sponsor. Now let's decide who will go first, who will support, and who will oppose. Let's pick. Okay, and then Antonio. Great. So who's supporting and who's opposing?
I'm supporting.
You're supporting, which means Ramadan is opposing. All right, lady and gentlemen, beginning her debate about remote work improving the business world is Antonio Abigail Oluwadimimu. Your time starts now.
Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, fellow debaters, and my ever-attentive audience. I am Antonio Oluwadimimu from Princeton College Surulere, and I'm here to support the motion which says remote work has improved the business world. Remote work is a trend that isn't going to slow down soon. It has to do with working from a place which is necessarily not your normal office workspace. It could be working from your home, from your personal workspace, or from your favorite spot. This became the new normal during the COVID-19 lockdown, and lots of employees were forced to adapt to this mode of working because they had to get their jobs done at all costs, and there were lots of restrictions to movement. During this period, it was noticed that less commuting time had a positive impact on our environment because there was no pollution, congestion, traffic, and there was less emission of greenhouse gases, which created a safer environment for people to live in. Also, commuting takes a lot of time, energy, and effort, which could be spent much more productively. The man hours spent from your house to your workplace every morning was removed. Hence, employees didn't have to spend much on transport, fee, fuel, and all sorts. They were able to save more money. They were able to start their activities much more earlier. This prevented lateness. They were well rested before starting their day-to-day activities, and all these enhanced productivity. Also, the overhead cost of production of lots of firms and organizations was reduced. Why? Because they didn't have to spend much on cost of accommodation, feeding, transport, travel cost reimbursements, and all sorts. They were able to maximize their profits and also invest more money into smooth running of the organization. Remote working, while working remotely, there are no office distractions such as interruptions from your co-workers, unimportant meetings, casual phone calls, and all sorts. You are able to channel your energy into working smoothly, and all these aid productivity. While working remotely, you are able to have flexible conditions of working. You can balance your personal life and your work life. All these help to enhance time management skills and all sorts. This also helps in improving a person's well-being. While working remotely, you are able to channel your energy into working smoothly, and also you can adjust your work into your biological rhythm and level of energy that suits you. Working remotely also, you can create a comfortable workspace for yourself in your house where you are comfortable. You can get a bigger chair. If you have health issues, you can get special office equipment which could aid productivity. There are lots of false positives that, oh, when a person goes to work in the morning and they come back home, they've done a lot and all sorts. But I can tell you, performance is what matters. Efficiency, focus, determination, discipline. This is what enhances productivity. This is what aids productivity. This is what aids development. So I'll tell you, I hope I was able to convince you, each and every one of you, including my opponents, that remote working has improved the business world. It doesn't matter where you work, when you work, or what you do. All the determinants are if you're efficient. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good job. Well done, Antonio. Good job. Antonio Abigail Oluwadimimu, supporting that remote work has improved the business world. She's a senior prefect. She's in SS3, and she's 15 years old. She goes to Princeton College. Her opponent is Oladipo Ramadan Olalekan. He's an ordinary member without a post. But today he'll be opposing that remote work has improved the business world. Ramadan, your time starts now.
Once upon a time, the business world thrived and flourished. But with the advent of remote work, the unfortunate opposite has been the case. What I'm about to reveal in this debate is absolutely shocking. The remote work is indeed a wolf in sheep's clothing. It presents itself as seemingly advantageous, but in reality, the disadvantages it has on the business world greatly outweighs whatever benefits it might have. No one passes by a royal family without paying obeisance, so I would like to give my respect to whom it is due. With this, I say good day, Madam Moderator, my esteemed panel of judges, my accurate timekeeper, my disputant co-debater, and my ever attentive audience. I'm Oladipo Ramadan Olaleko. I'm 15 and I'm from Federal Government College, Ijaniki, Lagos. I'm here to present my views and strongly oppose the motion which says that remote work has improved the business world. Without further ado, I'll go straight to my points. Firstly, remote work has led to increased cybersecurity concerns like data breaches and ransomware attacks. In the year 2020, the remote work system became very, very prominent due to the COVID-19 outbreak, which forced all employees to adapt to a remote work system. This has led to increased data breaches because the computers used for remote work are personal computers which lack advanced security measures and creates a loophole for hackers to have access to confidential office information. This is evident in the number of data breaches recorded in the year 2020. 1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years without the advent of remote work. Ransomware attacks and malware attacks have also been on an increase. So ransomware is basically a program that blocks off two remote computers and then the programmers demand ransom from a company before they restore this access. Ransomware attacks cost the business world an insane $5.2 billion in the year 2020 only. 715 million companies were affected. In other words, every single second in the year 2020, 22 companies went into downtime as a result of ransomware attacks. And yet you say remote work has improved the business world? I wonder. But I'll go to my next point. Remote work has led to increased expenditure. Everybody here agrees with me that for the business world to thrive, it has to cut down on all unnecessary expenditure. But with the advent of remote work, gratuitous expenditure like internet cost, tech support, and video conferencing platform subscriptions are inevitable. This has cost the business world an insane $12 billion. This $12 billion is enough to set up 10 oil refineries, 200 banks, 100 aviation companies, and 10 car manufacturing plants. But all this money gone due to remote work. And my opponent still says remote work has improved the business world. But I'll move on. Distractions dominate the remote work system. According to Yavar Sigal, distraction is a big enemy of the business world, and it's winning. We are losing big time, my friend. We're losing time and we're losing money. Yavar Sigal examined the distractions level when working remotely in comparison to the distractions level when working in an office space. The distraction level triples. This means the business world loses triple the amount they lose when you work in an office. So on analysis, 6.2 million naira is being lost every single second due to distractions in the workplace. Recapitulating on all these facts and figures, it is crystal clear that the remote work system has not improved the business world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oladipo Ramadan Olalekan there. I can already hear how tough this will be for my judges to judge. But I trust them. Lagos, you're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I Beg to Differ is brought to you by Paystack, supported by Printivo. Just Food is providing delicious ice cream for the winner of each round of the round of 16 debates. You've just heard from a grade 12 student at Princeton College. She's 15 years old. Oluwadimimu Abigail Antonio. She supported that remote work has improved the business world. Swinging very heavily, her opponent Oladipo Ramadan Olalekan opposed that remote work has improved the business world. He's also in SS3. He's a 15-year-old at the Federal Government College Ijanikin. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we will move to the rebuttal round. During the rebuttal round, they'll have 2 minutes each to make a rebuttal of the points from their opponents. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You can find me on social media, S Ezekwesili on Instagram, Sandra Ezekwesili on Facebook, S Ezekwesili on Twitter. This is Nigeria Info FM 99.3.